Phillies, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
All your life you've been told to
aim higher.
But if you have high cholesterol, your doctor may tell you to
aim lower.
And if diet and exercise aren't enough, ask about prescription Crestor. Crestor Rosuvastatin Calcium. The 10 milligram dose of Crestor along with diet can lower bad cholesterol by up to 52%. That's compared to 7% with placebo. Your results may vary. Crestor has not been shown to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. Crestor is not for everyone, including people with liver disease and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests are needed to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medications you're taking, or if you experience muscle pain or weakness, as they may be a sign of serious side effects. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal, or for more information, call 1-800-CRESTOR, or visit us at Crestor.com. There you'll also learn how AstraZeneca may be able to help if you can't afford your medications. If high cholesterol has your doctor saying, aim lower with Crestor.
It's now 3:05 at WOR. Traffic time, inbound GW Bridge, 30 minutes upstairs. Lower level 20, outbound's okay. Inbound Holland, good from the turnpike, about 10 minutes from 1 and 9. Lincoln Tunnel, no delays to report there. Cross Island, northbound in action under the Throgs Neck Bridge, has just one lane getting by, and expect delays at the Queen's tennis tournament, the U.S. Open, continuing today, finishing today, men's final, Agassi versus Federer. NFL action, third quarter, Jets losing to Kansas City, 17-0. Giants host Arizona, 4:15 kickoff at the Meadowlands. Yankees leading Boston, 1-0, top of the seventh. Mets and St. Louis are scoreless in the bottom of the third. The WOR weather forecast for the remainder of this Sunday, September 11th. Sunshine with a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, clear, low 65. Tomorrow, more sunny skies, warmer temperatures with a daytime high of about 90. Clear skies tomorrow night, low 72, and the outlook for Tuesday mostly sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Right now the barometer is at 30.31 and falling. Winds are variable at 3 miles per hour. Humidity way down at 33%. Our temperature is 79 degrees under sunny skies at WOR. Next news at 4 o'clock. Bulletins at once. The Wilner Window now continues. I'm Karen McHugh, WOR News.
Radio 710 WOR.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes, and our special guest, Lorna Vanderhage. Now, before we continue and take your phone calls, and by the way, the phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We've got some open lines for those of you who had difficulty getting in earlier. Okay, before we continue, there's something important I want to alert you to. Last year, many of you attended the big luncheon we had in Manhattan, sponsored by WOR, featuring Dr. Ron Hoffman and other speakers. Everybody who came, and we had an overflow crowd, about 300 people, they loved it. The information was great, food was great, prizes were great, we had a wonderful time. Well, more good news. We're going to do it again this year, and it might even be better this time. Well, for one thing, it's going to be held on a big yacht, and as we cruise around Manhattan, Dr. Hoffman is going to be the featured speaker, and a full-course dinner will be served, and the prizes will be given away. A great time should be had by all. Well, when is it? It's going to be Sunday, October 2nd. Listen to this WOR this coming week for details on how you can order your ticket. Don't call us at Wilner's. There's going to be a special phone
Arnie,
number.
Yeah. Arnie, actually, I think we have the number now, because I think Dr. Hoffman started running the spots last week. You want me to give the phone number to call?
Please. Good idea.
201-866-6900. 201-866-6264. Okay? 201-866-6264. The seats are the reservations of $49.95. Everybody gets all kinds of prizes, including a free copy of the best supplements for your health. Some of the prizes, I think the big prize is once again a three-night stay for two at the Canyon Ranch in the Berkshires.
Right.
That's a $4,400 value, by the way. Anyway, so there's some more of the details. We hope to see you all on the cruise.
Okay. Yeah, we sure do. Okay. And let's get back to the phones. Let's say hello to Victor from Nutley, New Jersey.
Yes, sir. How are you? Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, I wanted to just ask you, I guess it's a two-part question. Sorry for the two-part. The first thing is I went to my dermatologist the other day, and I have an acne condition on my back, which I had about 21 years, okay? And I was wondering, you know, he says that you have an overactive oil glands, you know, and basically there's only one drug to take that's going to do the job, which is Accutane, and which I didn't hear such great things about it, you know. And I know what Accutane does. It actually shrinks the oil glands. And I was wondering, is there any type of supplement out there that could possibly do sort of not the exactly shrink the oil glands, but maybe help them or maybe actually shrink them, you know? Is that a possibility? Because basically that's what my condition is. It's an overactive oil gland, and it's pretty much said that's the only... Yeah.
One of the first things that, you know, in terms of my approach is I ask people, like, how is their diet? Do they eat a lot of sugar? I mean, I think there's a lot of underlying causes to conditions like acne, although there may be hormone imbalances as well.
Right.
So I ask about general questions about the diet. Do you eat a lot of sugar? Do you eat a lot of carbs? Because oftentimes...
Yes, I do.
All right. I'm not surprised. So you may have to, like, first address your diet, clean it up, do the diet that Lorna had talked about earlier in the first hour, where she talked about removing all the processed food, all the white foods that she called them, the processed food. Eat whole foods, lots of vegetables. You may have to get rid of some of the wheat products. I often attribute a lot of problems like with acne to wheat problems, but mainly the sugar. And you may have to start taking things like acidophilus. Things that combat a yeast problem. I think there's an underlying yeast problem in a lot of people with skin conditions like acne.
I see. Right. Also, I just one other question. Actually, about this is my second part of the question. Thank you. About hair, actually, and I noticed that basically they did the research about when you lose your hair, and they said there's the DHT in your body. Is there any type of supplement that you could take, a natural supplement that could actually control the DHT?
Yes, there are many.
Yeah.
One of them you want to take is saw palmetto. Another one you'll want to take is zinc. And zinc may also help your acne breakouts on the back, and same with the saw palmetto. In a lot of men, they have this rapid conversion of their testosterone to DHT, and they may even have much higher levels of testosterone in the body, which can cause acne breakouts in men, predominantly on the chest and the back. And so zinc and saw palmetto and plant sterols, those would be the three things that I would recommend for people who are rapid DHT converters. And, of course, we see that in men who have hair loss and prostate problems, and also excessive acne.
Okay, you said something about plant sterols. Were you talking about something like a beta-sitosterol or like a Modicare product?
Beta-sitosterol would be good. Modicare would also be good. You just want to make sure that you're getting adequate levels of them. Saw palmetto also contains sterols as well. So any of those, zinc would need to be taken in at least a 30 milligram a day dosage, and you might want to find one that has a tiny bit of copper in it too, just to make sure you don't get copper deficient from the zinc.
Also, it probably would be a good idea to find some sort of liver detox formula. Often in these, in cases of glandular secretions or where there's oily skin and things like that, it's the body's inability to break down oils properly or metabolize all oils properly. And there are actually a number of nice skin formulas that contain things like red clover and dandelion and burdock.
Burdock
is a really excellent blood cleanser. I think acne. I think there's an acne formula from Nature's Way. There's skin formula, herbal skin formula from Solaray. A number of these products really work very well. And you can also apply something called tea tree oil to if you have a infected pimple. Tea tree oil seems to dissipate the oils and dry up the pimple pretty well.
You're right.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
The one thing about skin that people don't realize is that your skin is actually part of your digestive system. If you think about the skin as being continuous from your mouth to your butt, what's going on inside your digestive tract is often what we see on top of our skin.
Well, the skin mirrors the rest of the body.
That's
you know,
right.
If the rest of the body is not good, you can't expect the skin to be good.
I have a feeling Don's going to have a joke coming. Come on, Don.
No, actually, I was just going
go ahead.
I was just going to point out that the product that we discussed last week, the Dr. Vanessa's Liver Clean, would be an appropriate product. I believe it has some of those blood cleansing herbs in it, and as you can tell from the name, it's designed as a detox and a liver strengthening product.
Good point. Okay, Victor, thanks so much for that call. Guess what? It's time for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition in general. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Lorna Vanderhaeg, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection. Diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas, Broccomax, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGF is metabolized to sulforaphane, a highly reactive antioxidant. In extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Each Broccomax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So, get the powerful protection of broccoli by taking one capsule of Jarrow's BroccoMax daily. BroccoMax from Jarrow Formulas. It's available from Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes, a special guest, Dr. Lorna Vanderhaeg. And we're taking your calls. And next is Denise from Brooklyn.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Thank you all for taking my call. I am a postmenopausal woman, 57 years old, and my only problem with menopause is vaginal dryness. And I'd like to know what you can recommend for it, please.
Well, you can get some natural estrogen gels. And one of the things that women should be trying is just using the regular gels throughout the day, because one of the problems that happens when we get vaginal dryness, of course, we end up with more infections. It's hot, it's itchy, it's burning. It also makes the vaginal wall weaker, so we're at more risk for having prolapsed uterus. So one of the things you might want to try, and there's lots of different lubricants I saw at Wilner Chemist when I was there last time, that don't contain alcohol and irritants, and you use them throughout the day. So you can either go the hormone route, where you go and you get natural estrogen gel to apply into the vagina, or you can use just the regular lubricants throughout the day instead of just using them for sexual intercourse, which a lot of women think that's the only purpose they have. If you use them throughout the day, it helps to deal with this issue. And also, black cohosh and Vitex have been shown to help with vaginal dryness as well.
Lorna, when you say estrogen gel, obviously this has to be a natural compounded hormone gel prepared by a compounding pharmacy like Wilner's, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And by the way, black cohosh and Vitex, of course, are a couple of the major ingredients in the product Menosense. So would the alternative be just for her to use Menosense?
Absolutely. Two capsules of Menosense at breakfast could make all the difference in the world. You also want to take something like fish oil capsules, and I really like the RX Omega fish oils. They're super, super clean. They've tested them to make sure they don't have any of the heavy metals or PCBs in them. So either look for pharmaceutical grade or molecularly distilled fish oils, and take 3,000 milligrams a day. We're just thinking about, you know, extra lubrication in the body in general, and make sure you're on a really good diet as well, and hopefully this problem will disappear soon enough.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Denise. And next we have Kay from Woodbridge, New Jersey. Hi, Kay.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I had ovarian cancer 3 years ago with a complete hysterectomy along with chemo and radiation treatments. Now, I suffer from hot flashes and sweats. I would like to know if I could take the multi-essential vitamin, and also could I use the progesterone cream?
Okay. Yes, you absolutely should be taking the multi-essentials formula so that you get your all-round basic foundation formula. You would probably be a perfect candidate to take Menosense. Now, there's a lot of misinformation out there about black cohosh. Recently, the misinformation is that black cohosh is estrogenic and it's harmful and it's dangerous, and all of this, of course, has been debunked in very, very good scientific literature. There have been four studies that have just been done in the last couple of years that have shown that black cohosh has zero estrogenic effect, and they have actually researched it in two clinical trials in women with estrogen receptor positive breast cancer. Now, I know you have ovarian cancer, but it's often estrogen related, and so that's why I'm telling you this information. And they found that in these women who had estrogen receptor positive breast cancer who were on tamoxifen, they gave them black cohosh in double the dose, and these were one-year trials in both cases. And at the end, the researchers said that black cohosh was a very safe, non-estrogenic nutrient to be used in women who have estrogen-dominant cancer. So in your particular case, to get rid of your hot flashes and night sweats, you might want to try Menosense, which will give you better results. It also contains Vitex.
and get on a really good multivitamin with minerals, and of course do the diet recommendations that I suggested. And if you want to take the research that I just talked about to your doctor, you can always go to my website at Hormone Help. That's the word hormone and the word help, HELP.com, all one word. And the black cohosh studies are on the front page.
Lorna, you know, whenever I hear the word cancer, especially hormone-related, you know, I think the Estrosense seems to make sense, even though it's not a breast cancer issue.
Oh, absolutely. She would be a perfect candidate to take Estrosense, but her biggest concern right now is that she's getting the hot flashes mm-hmm. and the night sweats.
Right,
and,
right.
And so I just want to deal with her first mm-hmm. problem, but you're absolutely right. Estrosense is, first off, I think every woman should be taking it to protect herself against things like cervical and ovarian and breast cancers. And then, of course, that's something we should all be doing. And if you have cancers, all of these nutrients that are found in Estrosense have been clinically researched in other cancers as well. So it is an extremely safe formula and one that I think women should be taking to prevent conditions. For this lady, I was just trying to deal with her hot flash problem.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Kay, thanks so much for the call. And next is Pat from Cape May, New Jersey.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I was mostly interested in hair loss for women, not specifically based on estrogen or the hormone part of it, but because I'm taking a medication, and I think that the medication might be, promoting the hair loss. And I was wondering if saw palmetto was something that a female could take as well as a male. My husband is taking it, and I heard that it's good to promote hair growth, and I was wondering if I could take it also.
Okay. So what medication are you on?
I'm on Lipitor, and I'm on Elavil.
Elavil,
okay. Mostly for post-herpetic neuralgia.
Okay. Sometimes the prescription drugs we're on, particularly in women, cause hair loss. That's why I was asking.
Hmm.
One thing before we deal with your hair loss, anybody who's taking Lipitor or Mevacor, these are cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Yes.
You should also be taking coenzyme Q10, which is...
I take that every day.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. We just want to protect your heart first.
Okay.
In regards to hair loss in women, the number one cause for hair loss is low thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd be back at the doctor saying, I really need you to check my thyroid out extensively because it is the number one reason.
Right. I did have that checked.
Okay. Zinc deficiency is another one. So you need
I take zinc. I take Dejaro, silica every day.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah.
Boron, silica, zinc. I take all the things that I'm supposed to take for hair loss. I even take an over-the-counter hair loss product, a vitamin supplement for hair, skin, and nails.
Okay,
but
it's by Natrol.
Okay, Pat, I just wanted to tell you, I just looked up the two medications that you're taking, and they don't appear to have any effect on hair loss.
Okay.
So I don't think it's from the medications.
Excellent. You could have also what we call and what women can get is predominantly is like an autoimmune hair loss where you actually are having the hair follicles damaged, and I've seen great results. Yes, you can take saw palmetto. They haven't done any clinical research in women to show that it helps with any type of hair regrowth, so you could try it. There would be no contraindications in doing that. But one of the things that I have seen in women that works really quite well, especially if you have this autoimmune-type hair loss, which, of course, is not very often diagnosed, is Modicare. And also in the Modicare studies in men, they found regrowth of hair. That was one of the side effects that men listed on their sheets, was that their hair was regrowing. But we have found great results in women who had this type of alopecia that was associated with the immune system. So you might want to try Modicare along with your saw palmetto and see if that will help.
Okay, thanks for that call, Pat. And now we're taking a short break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gatomer. You're listening to the Wilner Window on WOR.
If you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Health from the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is popular in Europe. It contains 10 pure plant extracts, 4 herbs that burn fat, 3 herbs that cleanse, 2 herbs that purify, and 1 herb to tone and revitalize. You won't find this combination in any other weight loss product. 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days, the perfect complement to any weight loss program, including low-carb diets. The 4-3-2-1 herbal diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones from Health from the Sun. Available along with all the other fine Health from the Sun products at Wilner Chemists.
Alrighty, and now we're going to go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone. The Giants take on Arizona at 4:15 this afternoon. Expect delays on routes 317, 120 on the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur as well, especially exiting at Interchange 16W. On the eastbound Turnpike Newark Bay Extension, all lanes are subject to close at Interchange 14A in Bayonne with an accident. The inbound Holland looks good from the Turnpike, 10 minutes from routes 1 and 9. Outbound, no problems. The outbound Lincoln 10 to 15, inbound 10 minutes. The inbound George Washington Bridge upper deck looks good, 10 minutes downstairs, no problems outbound. Westbound Cross Bronx Expressway, there's a right lane accident at the Major Deegan Expressway. Northbound Cross Island Parkway accident cleared from the ramp to the Throgs Neck Bridge, but one lane remains closed. The inbound Brooklyn Bridge is heavy. In Manhattan, the 9/11 remembrance is taking place at Ground Zero. Avoid the area between West Street and Broadway from Chambers to Rector Streets until 8 tonight. Both ways of West Street also have two-way traffic. And on Long Island, eastbound Route 25A, accident cleared at Deerfield Drive and Wading River. This report brought to you by BetOnSports.com. Jets and Giants fans, get in the game. Call BetOnSports.com, 866-851-BOS1. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. For the past 15 years, I have been conducting clinical case studies to treat common diseases and cancer without the use of drugs and its effects. My clinical experience has shown me that there is a link between the level of toxicity and the body's channels of elimination and disease. For example, some of these are fatigue, migraines, depression, cardiovascular disease, infections, and even cancer. I formulated a natural solution called Liver Clean. Liver Clean is clinically formulated as a daily internal cleansing to optimize your health and well-being by removing impurities from the body's channels of elimination, such as bloodstream, liver, kidneys, lungs, and skin. I make Liver Clean a part of my day every day. Join the thousands of other people that do too.
Start a clean and healthy new day with Liver Clean today. Pida gratis el nuevo catálogo en español.
Are you taking a mineral supplement? Are you sure that the product you're taking is delivering all the nutritional value that you're paying for? If the supplement that you're taking contains Albion Advanced Nutrition's chelated minerals, you don't have to ask that question. Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates have 50 years of dedicated research and over 100 patents aimed at making your mineral nutrition and health better. No other form of mineral and supplements can match the benefits found in Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates. Better absorption, easy on the system, better for your health. Make sure that your dietary mineral supplement states that its minerals are from Albion Advanced Nutrition, minerals that will improve the quality of your life. For a free brochure, call 1-800-222-0733 or visit the website www.albion-an.com for more information and a listing of companies that use Albion mineral amino acid chelates in their formulas. That's www.albion-an.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer here, along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes, our special guest, Lorna Vanderhaeg. And before we get back to the phones, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. The increased popularity of energy drinks that contain high levels of sugar and caffeine may be contributing to an expanding waistline in America. Researchers in New Zealand found that an energy drink containing sugar, added caffeine, and the herb guarana causes the body to convert the sugar into fat more rapidly than the sugar found in lemonade or soft drinks. This finding is consistent with a recent study in Britain that found that caffeine increased cyclists' absorption of carbohydrates from a sports drink. But for those consumers not doing much exercise, this sugar will quickly be turned into fat. The bottom line here is to avoid the combination of caffeine and sugar.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And once again, it's time to tell you about the sale in effect at Wilner Chemists. We have the entire American Health and Home Health lines on sale at 35% off list price. And we have selected items from Natrol, Natron, and Rainbow Light on sale at 30% off list. And if you don't already have a copy of our 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data. You should just ask for it. You can call us at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. The number, again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. And, of course, you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
But the best option is you can pick one up at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store, which is at 253 Broadway, and we're near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And I'd like to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is brought to you by Dr. Vanessa's formulas. 8 years of clinical experience by Dr. Vanessa resulted in his formula, Liver Clean, designed to protect and detoxify your liver.
Hey, Arnie?
Yes, sir.
Before we take the next call, can I just discuss for a moment the product that we've been referring to off and on for the past hour and a half called EstroSense?
Sure.
And maybe have Lorna comment on what I say. This is a very interesting product, and as Lorna's pointed out, it's kind of a product that all women should be taking, especially in their premenopausal years. Here's what they say on the label: it's for balanced estrogen and progesterone levels, to support breast health, and to help detoxify the body of environmental toxins. Well, how do you do that? Let me just run down the ingredients, and I think you'll see why this is such a good all-around general product. Calcium D-glucarate. Okay, maybe I'll let Lorna comment on that in just a minute. Then it has the indole-3-carbinol, the isolated indole-3-carbinol. And it also has a broccoli extract. A sulforaphane is in the broccoli. We ran an ad from another company's broccoli a little while ago. Green tea extract. Turmeric, the powerful antioxidant. Milk thistle. We spoke about the liver and its role in helping to detoxify and to handle all these environmental estrogen hormones and things. And rosemary and lycopene. So a calcium D-glucarate, indole-3-carbinate, broccoli extract, green tea extract, turmeric extract, milk thistle extract, rosemary, and lycopene. Now you can see why this is an excellent product for women, especially women who are concerned about breast health, about hormone balance, and so forth. Any additional comments?
Well, I tell you, it might even be beneficial for some men, too.
I just didn't want to complicate things.
Sorry about that, Don, but you know what? That's a great formula.
Yes, I know.
That is a really good formula.
Yes. Lorna, do you have any additional comments on those ingredients?
Absolutely. One of the things we have to remember with things like ovarian cysts and endometriosis and lumpy, painful breasts and uterine fibroids, these are all abnormal cell growths. Abnormal cervical cells. We're getting all these abnormal cell growths. So this formula is designed to halt abnormal cell growth. And many of these ingredients have also been researched in different types of cancer, things like the turmeric, things like the green tea extract, as well as the sulforaphane and the D-glucarate and the indole-3-carbinol. And D-glucarate is a fabulous nutrient that actually helps the body ensure that when a toxin is detoxified, that it actually gets out of your body before it basically opens up and becomes a toxin again and has to be detoxified again. So it's very, very important in our toxic world, and especially in our potential cancers to be taking something like D-glucarate. So this formula is definitely good for men as well. We have a lot of bodybuilders who are using it for estrogen belly. And one thing that men don't understand is that it's also a problem with estrogen metabolism when we're looking at prostate cancer, too.
Okay, so the name of the product, Arnie, is EstroSense.
From Natural Factors.
E-S-T-R-O-S-E-N-S-E.
That's right. One word, EstroSense.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's say hello to Kathy from Stony Point, New York.
Hi, gentlemen, Dr. Lorner. First-time caller. I'm a little bit nervous. But
we'll be gentle.
I've been listening to your show. And I've used traditional medicine all my life, but I'm ready now to try alternate means, and I'm asking for some help with a bladder disorder that's really accompanied by horrific pain and has been acting up on me. It's called interstitial cystitis.
Okay. One of the nutrients that's been researched and actually recommended by the Urology Society is a product called Preleaf. And Preleaf has been researched in women with interstitial cystitis, and it works exceptionally well. And it's spelled P-R-E-L-I-E-F, Preleaf. Some of the other things you can use, make sure that you're not drinking cranberry juice with sugar. A lot of people with urinary tract problems, including IC, they start drinking a lot of cranberry juice with sugar, and this is completely counterproductive. So if you're going to drink cranberry juice, make sure you buy the straight cranberry, and you can mix it with sparkling water, just so you're not getting that added sugar. And one of my favorite cranberry extracts is CranMax, because it takes 34 pounds of cranberries to make 1 pound of CranMax, so it's very concentrated whole cranberry. So look for Preleaf, which I have to tell you, I get hundreds of emails from women every year in regards to interstitial cystitis, and Preleaf seems to be the gift that just fixes this problem, along with a really good diet, the CranMax, and very good probiotics, like, I'm sure in the store they can recommend a dozen really good probiotics that they sell.
Well, actually, Natural Factor, you folks will forgive me, but, Lorna's here at the kindness of Natural Factors. They have a product called UriSense, which I'm assuming would fit the bill. It contains CranMax, which you're mentioning, Lorna. It's 250 milligrams of the cranberry concentrate, CranMax, and it also has some bifidobacterium. So it looks like a combination of a probiotic along with the CranMax.
Yes, it has a really unique probiotic that's shelf-stable. It's called BB536, and this one is... I probably have about a 4-inch binder full of clinical studies that they've done using BB536 for everything from cancer to urinary tract problems to candida and just general gut health. So you're right, I'd forgotten about that.
I had read some research about another supplement called MSM, methylsulfonyl methane. There seemed to have been some indications that, too, was beneficial for interstitial cystitis. So possibly that, too.
Yes, exactly. And any of the sulfur-containing foods, so garlic and onions and things that contain the sulfur-based ingredients also seem to help. But, it is just a tremendously awful condition because you constantly feel the need to urinate. You have lots of pain. You're misdiagnosed, constantly being put on antibiotics for a urinary tract infection when actually what you have is interstitial cystitis.
Okay. Well, you got some stuff going for you now, Kathy. So hopefully you'll be able to get into the alternative arena here.
I'm going to try. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. And next, let's say hello to Chris from New Jersey.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call. 15 years ago, my dad died of colon cancer. I'm 41 now, so naturally I'm afraid. My bowel movements have been like every third, every fourth day for the last like 3 or 4 years. So I decided to take this product called the Colon Cleanse, Super Colon Cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend it? Is it going to hurt enzymes in my body? Is it okay? Is it safe? What do you think?
You know, this is an interesting topic because, the regular medical community says that it's really not bad to go to the bathroom every 3 days. I think it's nuts But they think that if you, you know, if you just go once every 3 days, 4 days, and you just go fine and you don't, you know, you're not sitting there crunching away trying to get stuff out or it's not loose, that's okay. But I don't agree. I think the, you know, having that waste material in your gut for 3 or 4 days is not a good thing. You know,
that's what I say.
Yeah. What do you think, Lorna?
Well, my theory is you have to have 1 12-inch bowel movement per day or 3/4, and I'm very strict about that. So the first thing when I'm helping people get their health back, it's always about getting proper bowel movements happening because this is the way the body eliminates waste. It's also giving us a very big indicator about the amount of vegetables and fiber that people eat because when you consume a lot of vegetable matter, the body naturally has to get rid of all that cellulose, and that's probably the fastest way to enhance bulking and to have people have proper bowel movements. And I think the colon cleansers are a good thing. If you're having a bowel movement every 3 or 4 days, that's definitely not healthy. But I'd rather see you increase your amount of vegetable matter to the point where you have no choice but to have 1 12-inch bowel movement or 3/4. And I really would like to suggest to you that you pick up Dr. Murray's book, How to Prevent and Treat Cancer with Natural Medicine, because he has a big section on colon cancer. And I agree. I mean, anybody who has colon cancer in their family, like other cancers, but particularly colon cancer, needs to be doing the things to prevent this condition from hitting them.
Okay, so just to answer your colon cleanser question, from my perspective, you know, as a start to get yourself sort of on the right track, you know, if you want to use a colon cleanser, you know, go ahead. But don't rely upon it. You know, you should, as Lorna said, get yourself into a good high bulk diet where, you know, you're naturally beginning to increase the number of bowel movements that you have on a weekly basis.
Very quickly, the potential problem with something that has the term cleanse in the name is that it contains something that has laxative action, okay? A natural colon cleanser product might have henna, for example. It might have cascara. Well, these are stimulant laxatives, which are okay to use now and then, like Arnie said, maybe to get things started. But I think the area that we're trying to caution you is that you don't want to become dependent on these stimulant laxatives. And I agree with Lorna and Arnie, and would only add that, you know, you can use something like the PGX fiber that Lorna mentioned earlier. We all agree that it's good to have a more frequent bowel movements with more volume, but I think we're only disagreeing in the method of achieving that, and we'd rather see you do it in a more natural manner, utilizing fiber and dietary changes where you're taking in foods with natural fiber and so forth.
Okay, Ruben, thanks for that's Chris. Okay, thanks for that call. All right, we got to pause for a short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Dr. Vanessa's formula, which includes his product Liver Clean, scientifically formulated with 26 natural ingredients that protect and detoxify the liver, purify the bloodstream, and improve kidney function. And our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Lorna Vanderhagen, will all be back in just a moment.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10-mil dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists. The makers of Propax with NT Factor and Healthy Aging with NT Factor have asked us to do an educational minute to explain why the product really is unique, why it really works. First, what exactly does Healthy Aging with NT Factor do? Well, NT Factor reduces and eliminates fatigue. NT Factor protects against genetic damage. NT Factor protects against age-related loss of hearing and nerve function. NT Factor repairs oxidative damage to cell and mitochondrial membranes. And NT Factor optimizes membrane potential and mitochondrial function. Well, these are claims, but here is what is different. These claims are actually supported by research on animals and humans, research that actually used NT Factor in the studies. This is special, and NT Factor is special. Among the ingredients of NT Factor is a modified phospholipid extract, for example, which closely matches the phospholipid profile of the human cell membrane. Why not use the product that is unique and actually shown to work? At Wilner Chemists, we carry both ProPax with NT Factor, the complete nutritional supplement pack, or high-potency NT Factor alone under the name Healthy Aging for those who want to add it to their current supplement program. Ask for Healthy Aging with NT Factor at Wilner Chemists. Go with what works.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gotomer here with Don, along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes, our special guest, Lorna Vanderhaeg. And you're listening to the Wilner Window, and we're taking your calls. And our next caller is Sherry from Brooklyn.
Oh, yes. Hi there, gentlemen and doctor. Both the sonogram that I took for the cyst showed up in the sonogram in the uterus, and the cyst showed up in the breast. I was wondering why these cysts are appearing, even though my mammogram was normal and the pap smear came out normal. I showed a cyst in the uterus upon taking a hysterosonogram, and in the uterus, a cyst, and the breast was a sonogram. The breast showed a cyst also.
Okay.
The others were normal, though. The pap, the
but pap, if the mammogram was
normal,
then what? Yeah, but why would they do anything further? Why would they do a sonogram?
Because I went further because I work in a medical setting, and I wanted to go further with this. I said,
okay, so you had a normal mammogram, but you now have they found a cyst in your breast.
Yes, a small cyst, and it was suggested I repeat it 3 months later to see if there's any changes.
Okay, and your question is?
What are these cysts about, and can I do anything to reduce them or
okay.
Do anything about these cysts that showed up in the uterus when I took the hysterosonogram?
Okay.
And the breast also.
Okay, so originally you had, I missed the first part because I had come back to the show, but you had a mammogram, and then you had a sonogram of the breast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you've also had these in the uterus as well, these cysts?
Well, the uterus with the sonogram, with the uterus with the
The uterus. I had a cyst in the uterus and also a cyst in the breast.
Okay.
But the mammogram came out normal, and the pap smear came out normal.
Okay.
But upon further taking sonograms,
okay.
It was
all
just,
right. We got it.
Okay.
Sorry, it's about sonograms.
Okay.
Okay, so the first thing is not uncommon to have a mammogram and then also have a sonogram, even when the mammogram is normal, because they often do a sonogram to back things out. But in regards to what you can do for these cysts, both of these types of cysts are based on the fact that you've just got excess estrogen in the body at this particular time that's creating cell growth. So you're getting multiplying of cell growth, and you definitely want to treat it. And you want to start taking something like Estrosense, 2 capsules twice a day, so 2 at breakfast and 2 at dinner. And within 30 to 60 days, when are they going to do your next sonogram?
In December.
Okay, so you have enough time to shrink these between now and then so that you can have either a reduction in their size or elimination in entirely. And I have seen breast cysts particularly disappear within 30 days of starting Estrosense.
Wonderful.
So 2 capsules at breakfast, 2 at dinner, and start as soon as you can. And go start eating more vegetables and reducing your stress. And I would do saunas to detoxify and all kinds of things that are just going to get rid of as much of the estrogens in the body as you can.
Sure. So now how can I order this? Should I just call the shop?
Yeah, call. You can give us a call at Wilner's, 1-800-633-1106. And... we'll be open tomorrow. We're closed today.
Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Sherry. Thanks for calling. And next we have Tony from Brooklyn.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is about Broccomax.
Yeah.
I take 2 capsules a day, and I'd like to know how much is in one capsule of broccoli.
How much?
Broccoli is in one capsule.
Oh, you're probably talking about at least 20 to 30 times. You know, it's a concentrate. It's not. It's a. You would have to eat an awful lot of broccoli to get the amount of the sulforaphane that you're getting from the Broccomax.
Oh, so 2 is sufficient a day?
2 is plenty. 1 is probably good.
Okay.
You know, 2 is you know, wonderful.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
What Tony was talking about, Broccomax is a broccoli seed extract that contains something called sulforaphane glucosinolate, which provides all the wonderful things that cruciferous vegetables provide, and you know, in some cases we'll substitute for things like indole 3 carbonyl and DIM and stuff like that. Alrighty, next we have Ruben from Brooklyn.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Since I was a child, I have had recurring bronchitis, which has recurred no more than once a year until a year ago. This past fall and winter, I had 2 recurrences of my bronchitis, and now I just got it again. Is there anything to take that will get rid of it, and anything to take to prevent it in the future?
Well, that's interesting. You know, you're looking at trying to enhance your immune system, and there's all sorts of interesting things that we could talk about, and we could spend the whole show, starting with a good basic multivitamin supplement. Do you take any type of supplements?
Yes. Well, actually, I'm taking right now echinacea and the garlic concentrate.
Okay, those are good. But do you have a good base? Are you taking a multivitamin?
Well, what do you suggest?
No, I'm asking you what you're taking.
Well, actually, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
That's not a good answer. It's always you do.
You know, Ruben, you can give us a call. You can call me tomorrow at the store. I'd be happy to give you some recommendations. But right off the bat, I would say something. It's most likely, or it could be food allergies. You may want to watch your. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, it could be seasonal allergies. Does hay fever season affect you at all?
It doesn't seem to. But
what about stress?
It could be. It seems like it grows out from a cold.
Yeah. Well, it's once again
NAC.
Yeah.
NAC.
We're running out of time, Reuben. Call us at the store and we'll be glad to discuss it with you. All right, we're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We'd like to thank our special guest, Lorna Vanderhage. Thanks for being with us, Lorna.
Thank you.
All right, come again sometime, please. Also, we will be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock. We have another special guest. I think we have Cheryl Myers next week, okay? And on behalf of Don and Sam, have a good week, everyone. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr.
Thank
Vanini.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR, New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed. Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AM/HD radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Gibson. Sunny, 76 degrees. Clear night ahead. Much warmer tomorrow as we approach 90. It's a tough day to break a smile. Just ask the loved ones, friends of the roughly 3,000 9/11 victims who have been remembered at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and at an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Their faces...